more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The cold weather that settled in earlier this month wasn't just unexpected for people, it also surprised our gardens. While people were still dealing with falling leaves and fall cleanup, the snow came barreling down, creating a mixture of ice, snow, and garden debris. And while it might not be the most fun time to be in the garden, there is still much to be done. Gardening expert Melinda Myers joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about winterizing and navigating a partially frozen landscape.
So it seems like overnight it became winter.
Yes.
What kind of impact is that having on people's gardens and yards?
Well, I think, first of all, gardeners are very tense and frustrated because we all have a long list of things that we wanted to accomplish. And normally we have plenty of time, the end of October and early November. So we'll start with the easier, the hard one, our lawns. All those leaves that fell down that we didn't get raked up or haven't fallen yet and will fall down either on the snow or after the snow melts and snow comes again. Anything we can do to get them off our lawn is a good thing because those big leaves, they'll be wet, they'll mat down, they'll block the sunlight, trap moisture, increases the risk of disease. If you don't get to them, make a note so in spring, as soon as you can get out there anytime that the ground, you know, the grass blades aren't frozen because you don't want to walk on frozen grass because you'll end up breaking those blades. But lightly rake a leaf rake, get them off. So if you don't do it this fall, make it a priority for the spring. For trees and shrubs, a lot of things had their leaves, still do. And only good thing I can say is we've had some consistently cold temperatures leading to the snow and the extremely cold. So I think plants were starting to harden off. A lot of plants lost their leaves green. It's going to be a wait and see. I haven't seen a lot of breakage yet, so hopefully other people haven't had branches breaking under the weight of the snow. Anytime we get a reprieve, if you haven't tied up your upright arborvitae or junipers that tend to split, right? You see them all over in the spring where the snow piles up, the top splits open. Bird netting, some cotton strips loosely tied just so those stems are held together so those snow rolls off. You know, again, wait for it to be warm. If the plants are frozen and you move them around, you're going to have some cracking and damage. So sometimes we do more harm than good when we try to intercede. Some of the damage we're going to have to just wait and see. You know, see what the winter brings, see what the spring brings. Containers. Hopefully your planters, especially that are in clay pots or glazed pots or in a safe place or, you know, in between these cold snaps, get them into a shed. If you've got pots that have perennials, trees and shrubs that aren't reliably hardy in a pot outside. So typically we say one zone hardy or at least a big pot if you're going to leave them out all winter. If you need to overwinter them, an unheated garage, burying the pot in the ground, so it depends on if the soil's frozen and if you have a vacant space to bury it, grouping them together in a sheltered place. And then what I like to do is I'll bag my leaves, put them around. I'll take my annual pots, like the petunias and impatiens, they're dead anyway, right? Set those pots around the pots of perennials, trees, and shrubs for insulation. That's basically what we're doing, and throwing snow on top.
Well, and one of the questions I had was, you know, you mentioned the soil. Is the soil already frozen because it's frozen on top of it?
Good question. So one of the things, the snow did come. I was doing some planting right before one of the more recent snowstorms. It's hard to keep track. And I was able to dig down and get in there. It was a little crispy, but it was easy to dig. So the snow is a good insulator. So it is protecting our plants. When it recedes between these early snowfalls, I've been able to get in a little frosty, but not hard to break through. Usually it's just the top layer. Last year, if you remember, we had 9 degrees early, and I was planting bulbs, and it was really cold, and I was breaking through about an inch of crusty soil. And so I was able to dig through. The soil underneath was thawed. I was able to put my bulbs in, and then I just put that crunchy layer on top so that the squirrels would have a harder time digging in after my bulbs. So if you can get in through that first layer, and we're still pretty good, it takes, you know, the weather's been so changeable, it's just going to be a wait and see. Some parts of your yard may be frozen where the snow lingers. Some may have thawed out earlier, like the south side where the sun's warmed it. So it may be just take out your trowel and dig if you need to get some things in the ground.
Well, and one of those things, as you just mentioned, is bulbs. Right. A lot of people did not get their bulbs in before that snow and ice came down. You mentioned before being careful of walking on your grass when it's really frozen like this. Dealing with plants too much can be a little detrimental.
Right.
If you still need to get some stuff in the ground, how should you navigate that?
You know, great question. So I plan on still getting my bulbs in the ground. Hopefully everybody else is lucky too. But try not to wear a path, first of all. You know, if we get temperatures over freezing and the grass is exposed, then those blades don't have ice crystals inside, so you do less damage. If it's covered with snow, that snow insulates, so that is also helps cushion your footprints. You know, try to avoid putting equipment on there. You know, carry your basket of bulbs out, brush the snow away if you need to, and then do your digging. And so the less you walk on frozen grass, the better. Sometimes I know we had a couple places in our yard last year that I wore a few tire marks through trying to get things in, and I had to look at them all spring. They came back. It just was a reminder that I should do what I say, not what I was more convenient to do.
So of the many things that we do to generally winterize our gardens, what can we still do with the weather like it is? And what should we just
give up?
Yeah.
Well, one thing a lot of people do is cut back their gardens, and really it's better to leave them stand. So I think this year is going to force a lot of people that like neat and tidy yards in the winter to leave things stand. A lot of our pollinators overwinter there, the motion of the grasses and the seed heads feed the birds. And so that's very positive. If you have disease problems in your garden, cutting back to the ground and then getting them out of your yard is a good idea. If your pumpkins end up frozen to the garden, you may have some pumpkin plants growing there, you know, the seeds falling. So you can either move them to a more appropriate spot or enjoy that free plant that you received. Pruning, I like to wait until the end of winter to do pruning for a couple of reasons. If we do have damage, you're taking care of it at the same time, especially evergreens. If you think about boxwoods had a lot of damage last year, but if you think about evergreens, those outer needles or leaves have been exposed to the weather all summer. If we prune those off in the fall, those that have been shaded and sheltered are now exposed to winter conditions. We've had plenty of rain, so one of the things we always like to do is water thoroughly in the fall before the ground freezes. So nature has helped us with that. Mulching, if you didn't get it done this fall, spring is also another time, or summer. Or if you've got that pile of mulch on your driveway, you can throw it on top of the snow. But in terms of mulching perennials and bulbs, wait till the ground is frozen to put straw or evergreen branches on top.
All right. So for those of us who are adventurous enough to go out and do some stuff in our garden, there's still some stuff to do, but let's maybe lay off on all of it.
Exactly. This is a good chance for procrastinators to procrastinate a little longer.
Well, Melinda, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you, Joy.
Melinda Myers is the author of several books on gardening, and she's also a regular Lake Effect contributor. She spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers, and you can find some of their previous conversations at wuwn.com.